Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies. Welcome to Warrior Women for God Bible Study on Blog Talk Radio Show. I am Minister Andrea Freeman, and as always, I'm extremely excited and I feel truly honored for another opportunity to share God's word with you on this evening. So I thank you and I celebrate you for joining us on this evening. And tonight, my message may be a little lengthy, so I'm going to try to move quickly to be respectful of your time because I know your time is valuable, so I don't want to take advantage of that. So I'm going to get right into the message, but I'll be doing more teaching tonight than preaching or speaking. I'll be doing more teaching. So I'm going to encourage you now to get your Bibles. If you don't have your Bibles out, please get your Bible. Get a pen and get a sheet of paper so that you can take notes on this evening because I'm going to give you a lot of information. So please make sure that you have your Bibles ready and you have a pen and you have a sheet of paper. And just before I get into the teaching, I'm going to say a brief prayer and then we'll just move right along. Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you on this evening, thanking you for every woman who joined this line this evening, Lord. And I humbly come before you, thanking you for this very day, Lord, for this hour and this very minute. I thank you, Lord, for your patience that you have with us, Lord, and for your everlasting love, Lord. I thank you for our families, Lord, and I ask that you just continue to cover and keep every one of them. Lord, please continue to supply all of our needs because we know that you are our Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Lord, and I ask for any protection over our homes, Lord, and that if the enemy has any plans to destroy us, Lord, I ask that you reverse any plans on this evening to distract us, to defeat us, or kill us, Lord. Lord, please strengthen us and increase our faith, Lord. Fill us where we're empty, Lord, because some of us need to be filled, Lord. Build us where we may be weak, Lord. Some of us feel broke down and we're just tired, God. And I ask that you just renew and restore anything that Satan has stolen from any one of us on this line this evening, Lord. And just ask that you can protect us, Lord, from any hurt, any harm, or any danger, Lord. Lord, if you could just arrest any feelings of any unforgiveness or if we have any anger, we're harboring any bitterness, Lord, please forgive us for that and arrest those feelings, God. And if there's anyone on this line, Lord, who feels sick in their body, Lord, whether it's in their body, whether it's in their head or their heart, however, Lord, we claim healing in the name of Jesus on this evening, Lord. If there's anyone who has experienced any loss of any family members or any friends, Lord, or any loved ones, we just ask for your strength, your comfort, and your peace on this evening, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Ladies, this evening, my message is actually, I had another message, but the Lord laid on my heart to share this with you all this evening. I recently had several people say that they were having a hard time either understanding the Bible or reading the Bible. And it just laid on my heart this evening to share a message in reference to helping people better understand the Bible. Some people may be very familiar with how to get around a Bible, what to look for. And I know sometimes people are just looking for messages of hope, but my goal tonight is to help you become a serious student of the Bible. So whether it's for a message of hope or to be reading it daily like we should be, I wanted to share with you some of the things that would probably be a little easier for you because I know, again, being some of you may not be new Christians on the line, but if you are, this will be very beneficial to you. But if you aren't, I do know that some people still have a hard time trying to figure out, hey, where do I start at? Where do I go? So I'm going to actually discuss on this evening, well, the study is going to be in reference to how to understand and how to actually, where to start, how do we start with the Bible? One thing about the Bible is it's the best teacher. That's the best teacher that we have. The Bible is its own best teacher. However, it's not arranged like an encyclopedia. So you can't go to chapter 1 and read everything about God, and then you go to chapter 2 and read everything about Jesus, if you understand what I'm trying to say. When you're reading the Bible, the verses and chapter breaks are placed in the scriptures. Of course, that's placed in the scriptures by man. It's better to read by paragraphs, and they're also man-made, but they do conform better to the original language than verses. And I'll encourage anyone on this line, if you don't have a Bible, make sure you invest in a very inexpensive one. Just get an inexpensive one, because one of the things with learning to read the Bible, it's good to write in it, to highlight it, to make notes, and then you can, you know, later retire that Bible to get a better one, but start somewhere if you don't have one. And for me personally, when I was thinking about sharing this message, I thought to myself, I said, you know what, this is something that's extremely important, because for me personally, studying God's word has totally changed my life. And I truly thank God for what I know now. I don't know everything, and I am still learning, but I am so grateful for what I do know. But I can tell you another thing, it didn't come overnight. And if you want to see areas of your life change, you have to learn to truly study the Bible. So that's why I'm going to share this message on tonight. And just in case you're wondering, before I get into where you should start, I want to discuss why you should study the Bible, because the Bible is not an ordinary book. And the words within the pages, they're just like medicine to your soul. So it's good to study it because it has the power to change your life. As I was just mentioning, my life has been changed through this because there's life in the Word. And you can actually look in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12, and it discusses about life being in the Word. When you discover the power and the truth of God's Word, you're going to begin to see changes in your life that only the truth can bring. This Bible is the only thing that can bring you the real truth. You're going to even learn how to recognize what the enemy tries to bring against you when you start studying the Bible. A lot of times we have a lot of issues because we don't understand things. With us not having a lot of knowledge of the Bible, we can't tell when the enemy is really trying to bring things against us. Now, the good news is that it won't take you 30 years to know what you need to know. So you can just begin where you are right now and just be determined to stick with it. That's what my advice is. Be determined to stick with it. And every time you study the Bible, pay attention to what you're reading because you're learning something. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 to 22 says, "My son, attend to my words, for they are life to those who find them." The word attend means to pay attention to. That means to pay attention to give some time to something. That's what that means. To attend to the word of God is a lot more than just reading it. It's meditating on it. So this is very important. And we need to get into agreement with what God wants us to do, because as the writer of Proverbs says, these words are life. And when you need an encouraging word, or you're in a negative environment, it's good to know that you can find life plus healing and health in God's word. So that's one of the reasons you should really be studying the Bible. Now, you're probably wondering, well, what do I study? Well, honestly, I'm going to share some things with you, but there's no wrong place to start. You can study anything that's going to help you. You really can. And if you're dealing with, say, like anger or fear, you can flip back to the back of your Bible's concordance and usually locate those kind of words to see which scriptures talk about those things. So if you're upset about something, you're angry, or you're fearful, in the very back of the Bible, it's called a concordance, you can look back there and see which scriptures talk about those things. And if you can't think of anything right away, just thumb through your concordance in the back of your Bible and just pick one of the words. And begin looking at the scriptures that's referenced with the word and read them. And ask the Holy Spirit to lead you. And he'll lead you and reveal things to you. That's how I got started with the Bible. I started reading the Bible because I would be upset about a certain thing. And then I'd be worried. And I would go to the back of the Bible and I'd look for scriptures in reference to worry. or I'd be hurt about something, I look for scriptures in reference to hurt. So that is how I started to read the Bible. But when I became a more serious student of the Bible, it required more of me than to just be able to flip to the back of the Bible. To be able to understand, it was just as more important as it was to just find a scripture when I'm upset or bothered. And if you struggle, just say, example, you struggle with loving people, what you can do is you can study about love and you'll learn that it's more than just a little gooey-like feeling. It's a decision on how you're supposed to trust people, because some people don't know how to love people or even love themselves. So by studying what the Bible says about love, you learn how to love. And then your life will begin to change. That's another thing that happened for me. When I became bitter or angry, just reading about love, it allowed me to forgive. It allowed me to understand better the importance of love. So my life began to change. And being able to apply what you study to your life, you know, like I did on the subject of love, is just one picture of what studying the Bible looks like. So that's the reason, again, that you should study the Bible and what you should be studying. Now, I'm going to go in with, I would say, would be probably the best place to start reading. And, again, some of the more seasoned Christians on the line, this is something, this is probably a refresher to you all. You would probably already know, but I want to help somebody so that they can better understand on this evening. So what I would say as far as where to start, let me start with this. The Bible is composed of 66 books and is written by 40 different authors. So you're probably wondering, well, if it's composed of 66 books, is written by 40 authors, where does a new Christian or somebody that doesn't really understand begin when they start to read the Bible? Do they read it from Genesis to Revelation? Well, again, the Bible is not strictly written in chronological order. For example, like the book of Job belongs in the time frame of the book of Genesis. And some have tried to start at Genesis, which is the very first book in the Bible, and they've tried to start there and begin through the books of Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and then Deuteronomy. But when they get to certain sections of the Old Testament, they begin to get bogged down into, like, lengthy genealogies. Like, one good example that I found was 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verses 11 to 12. And this is one, you know, that to bog you down, because I'm not as new of a Christian, and it's still, I can't even pronounce some of the words, but 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verses 11 to 12 says this, and I may be saying, pronouncing some of the words wrong. Azariah, son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merioth, the son of Ahitub, the official in charge of the house of God, Adiah, son of Jeroham, the son of Pashur, the son of Malchijah, and Maaseiah, son of Adiel, the son of Jezera, the son of Meshulam, the son of Meshilamith, the son of Immer. You get the idea? Was that just too much? Yes. You could just be so bogged down with all those lengthy words. So I really want to say I would recommend starting elsewhere. And since the Old Testament foreshadows Jesus Christ and the New Testament is sharply focused on Jesus Christ, it makes more sense or better sense for a new Christian or a new believer to start reading the Bible. Now, again, it's not a wrong place to start reading, but I know even for myself personally, it's easier to start reading the Bible in the New Testament. And in the New Testament, I would recommend starting with really any of the four Gospels, and we know the four Gospels are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But I would say my preference would be to start with the Gospel of John. Start there, and the reason I say that is because he emphasizes the love of God as found in Jesus Christ. And if you read the first chapter and first few verses of John, you would discover that it starts God's plan for man before the creation in Genesis 1. So that would be a place that I would recommend you start with the Gospel of John. And as in the Gospel of John, I would say move on to the Gospel of Mark. And even in the book of Mark is a great introduction of Jesus Christ. So there's a great introduction of Jesus Christ. After the Gospel of John and the Gospel of Mark, I would say move through 1 John, 2 John, maybe 3 John. And honestly, after you do that, the Gospel of John, the Gospel of Mark, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, then you can probably go back to Genesis. You could go back to Genesis because Genesis reveals God's dealing with the nation of Israel, and it shows the origins of the people of God and deals with the fall of mankind and the consequences of disobedience. So I would say after that, after the Gospel of John, the Gospel of Mark, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, so with Genesis, and then you could actually, I would say go on to Ephesians and go on to Galatians. And let me tell you, Galatians deals with the reasons why we do not follow the Old Testament in a more simplified way than does Romans or Hebrews. So I would say you would want to read that. And then I would say go to maybe the Gospel of Luke and the Gospel of Matthew. Now, I know I said initially you could go gospel, start anywhere with the first four Gospels. You can't. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But the reason I placed them afterwards, I was trying to do it in orders where it probably would appear a little easier. I would say do the Gospel of Luke and the Gospel of Matthew here. And the reason I say that is because Matthew is slightly more technical in the beginning. But it would be helpful for those who are like, it emphasizes that about the Jewish lineage of Jesus Christ. So it's a little more technical. So that's why I said to actually go through Gospel of John, Mark, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Genesis, Ephesians, Galatians, Gospel of Luke, the Gospel of Matthew. And Luke, let me tell you, and Luke also, Luke as well as Acts, they were both written by the Apostle Paul, the Apostle Paul's traveling companion. So Luke wrote both of those books. And Acts is really a continuation of Luke's, and it describes the early church and contains the examples of New Testament conversions. Now, I know it's a lot of information. That's why I said make sure you're writing it down. But if you just go through it, and again, start with the Gospels and maybe the Gospel of John, don't try to start at the very beginning of the Bible. It'll get easier the more you read and the more you study. So, I wanted to actually share, let me see. So, okay, after you get through, I would say the Gospel of Luke, the Gospel of Matthew, and then after that maybe 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Romans, Psalms, and Proverbs. And Psalms and Proverbs are very, very, they're very popular books of the Bible. So I would definitely say to actually, after that point, you can read anywhere in the Bible. But just to get started, at least start in the New Testament and then work your way around the Bible. Again, there's no wrong place to start. But I just wanted to explain why it could make a lot of sense to maybe start in the New Testament. And hopefully you understand why you should study and with some ideas on what to study. And what I'm going to do is also now I'll give you some steps. steps that you can take to begin digging into God's word, like now. So maybe some steps, and how I would encourage you to first purposely set aside some time. So set aside some time that you are going to read. When you know that you have the time to really focus, to pay attention, I would say set aside some time. And basically, I know, like for me, I make an appointment with God in the mornings. But sometimes if that doesn't work for you, you can find a time that does. That might not work for you. It works better for me because a lot of times I'm tired in the evenings or at night when I get home. So even if it's not every day, try to, you know, set a certain time. And whatever you can do, if that's what you need to do, just start somewhere, and you're going to start seeing the fruit that, you know, this time brings to your life, because that's what happened with me. The more time I started spending with them, not only the more did I understand, the more things started happening, positive things and better things. So purposely set aside some time for him. We make time for a lot of things, so we have to purposely set aside time for him as well. Next, I would tell you to prepare for, like, your Bible study. You can have your own personal Bible study. Prepare for that. You can have a place that you enjoy being, like a room in your house where you can be alone, somewhere you're comfortable and you like to be. So set aside the time and be in a comfortable place. Make sure that you have all your materials available. So, of course, you're going to have your Bible. But also, I would recommend, you know, if you can, you don't have to get this right away. The most important thing right now is to have a Bible. You can eventually get maybe a Bible dictionary that can help you. And remember the concordance in the back of the Bible. Make sure your Bible has that in the back. And make sure you always have, you know, a pen and paper. And that way you don't have to stop every few minutes to reference something or write down something. So make sure you have that. And to me, this is the most important thing when you're doing that. I know you have to set aside your time and find a quick place in your home and have everything together, but you have to prepare your heart. I say prepare your heart before you actually start studying. Talk to God about the things that you might need to confess, or and enter your study time peacefully and without anything that can block you from receiving revelation during your study. So make sure that you prepare your heart, because if you prepare your heart, you're going to receive it better. Make the time in your life to study, because there's power in it to change your life and to become the person that God wants you to be. And once you do, you'll experience the peace and the joy to enjoy every day of your life. So make sure that, you know, most importantly, while you're doing all these other things, that you're preparing your heart to do this. I'm going to also share with you some recommended study tools. So some recommended study tools would be, I would say, I looked and I noticed that Thomas Chain, there's a reference Bible. It's called Thomas Chain Reference Bible. It cross-references about different topics throughout the Bible. This information is also helpful to seasoned Christians, too, because some of us, including myself, have still been looking for a different study tools, too. So the Thomas Chain Reference Bible cross-references about different topics throughout the Bible. A Webster's Dictionary, of course, that would be very helpful. Strong's Exhaustive Concordance. Now, that's a good one there. It has a listing of scriptures organized by the category or the topic. So, like, if you're looking for something with, the, you know, the hope, or you need encouragement or inspiration, whatever, that is a good one to have, because it actually has a listing of scriptures organized by the category and topic, and that is the Strong's Exhaustive Concordance. Also, especially for seasoned Christians, another good study tool is the Vine's Expository Dictionary, because it has Greek and Hebrew definitions, and everybody knows that that's very important, because this Bible was actually translated from it initially was Hebrew. So are the Bibles that we normally read, our English Bibles. So Vine's expository dictionary will be good because it has Greek and Hebrew definitions to help you understand. Another good resource that I use all the time, I use it all the time. I use it, when I say all the time, I mean like every day. Every day. I could be on a computer and I need to look up BibleGateway.com. I always look up scriptures on there, different things. I may know the scripture, but I may not know what verse it is or however. I'll type in part of the scripture. I'll type in actually Bible Gateway. And then I'll Google like part of the scripture, and then you'll see Bible Gateway click up as one of the options, or Bible Hub, and you can click on them. I use them all the time to actually get scriptures right away. You could do that from your phone, anywhere you have internet service. So BibleGateway.com is another one. Some other helpful tips I wanted to actually give you was to make sure you obtain a whole Bible, like in a version that you're comfortable reading. So there are different versions of the Bible. Make sure it's a version that you're comfortable reading, because you can do a lot of short reading stints online, but you may like to really like get yourself comfortable with a real book every now and then. So make sure that, I know a lot of people use like the New International Version, or sometimes people use the New Revised Standard Version, the New American Standard Bible. There's different ones. I tell you one that I actually like, because some people like to read large sections in a Message. I like the Message Bible. The Message Bible is a very readable, a dynamic translation that is aimed more at general overall meaning than word-for-word accuracy, if that makes sense. So a long time ago, I wasn't familiar with the Message Bible. Once I got familiar with it, even if I use King James, I say, let me see what it says in the Message Bible, because it seems like it could, it breaks it down in a baby version to me. So it's more of something you could really understand. It's just like a straightforward message. So I like the Message Bible. And then you can go to any Christian bookstore or even Amazon that offers different selections. Then you can also ask some of your friends that have Bibles, what they use, or if you could browse them or however, especially if they're just getting started out. So you want to, balance other people's advice with readability. Another thing is, second thing I would say, you can also get, if you need to get some help, get help. Use a study Bible or a simple Bible handbook if you need help. Because they do have study Bibles and little Bible handbooks that offer outlines and brief introductions to teach you each book of the Bible library. And again, this is what I would like for everybody to start getting serious. Don't just pick up the Bible on Thursday when you have Bible study. Don't pick up the Bible on Sunday when you have church, because the enemy is after us every single day. And the word is your best weapon against the enemy. Whether you know it or not, that is the best weapon. You've got to have that word, because I'm telling you, if you have that word, he'll take off running. But a lot of times, it's almost like you can't fight, It's just almost like, oh, my gosh, I just can't do it. If you don't have the word, you don't have something to help you. But that's your strongest weapon against the enemy. So you don't feel helpless. So make sure that you always have your word. Another thing, sometimes you can even, because I do this, I have a friend that lives all the way in Alabama, and we do reading over the phone sometimes. So you can find a friend just to read with and things like that. And remember, just whatever you do, take it seriously, and maybe even if it's a small group Bible study, that's serious about getting into the books and other parts of the Bible. That's the best way to learn anything, is to do it. So the best way to learn anything in reference to the Bible is to start studying and start reading it. You just start studying it. You don't have to know everything, but you'll learn some things. And just make sure that you have a routine and you're organized. So that's pretty much, you know, make sure that you're organized, you have a routine, and a Bible that, like I said, that will work for you. Also, I would tell you to read broadly and study deeply. So read broadly. That's a good way to get an overview, you know, when you decide to dip into a section more thoroughly. You can really get into that. You can use it like, let me think of, you can kind of like let the text speak and start your study from like observation. And when I say that, meaning like, what does the text say? And then you go to interpretation, meaning like, what does it mean? So you can actually, when you're reading, get deep. You know, get deep. So starting from the observation, what does the text say? Move on to interpretation, what does that mean? Whatever it says, what does that mean? And finally, there has to be application. So what does it mean for my life? So you're going to be from observation, what does it mean, to interpretation. Observation, what does the text say, to interpretation. What does it mean? And finally, to application, what does it mean for my life? So that's how you start getting deep. And if you are, if you're starting to investigate, and the reason being, because if you're going to be investigating the Christian faith or anything like you don't have to come to the text already convinced about the Bible's truth, but it helps you to what, you know, whatever the passage says. It helps you, at least allowing you to stand as, someone who is actually, you know, worthy of investigation and trying to see what's going on. And as you get through the Bible, you're going to be amazed, because I know I was really amazed at his riches. I was like, wow. I mean, I was emerged probably about a couple months after getting into it. Maybe first couple months was, you know, like, hey, I'm trying to really read things that's in relation to my life. But once I really start doing it, I was in it. So you'll emerge convinced that the Bible is the best library that you've ever read. I can guarantee you that once you really start reading it. I can't find anything better than the Bible, because it's 100% truth, and you can't go wrong. So what I want to tell you in closing, before we close out, is don't let don't really get lost in the begats, Abigail, begat, Joseph, and all that stuff, the genealogy. Don't get lost in that, because your first time through it, it's okay to skim through that kind of stuff. It's good to get more of an overview and to focus more on the stories and the instructions. So don't get lost up in that. And try to imagine what you would have done if you had faced the situations in the Bible that the characters faced. Try to imagine when you're doing it. Get deep into it. Try to imagine what you might have done, you know, if you had to face those situations. And though the ancient customs and living conditions were much different, human nature hasn't changed. So you have to ask, you know, when you're thinking about it, just think about, would you have made the right choices and acted the right way? So that's how you can also, when you think about things that was happening with the characters in the Bible. And though all the words of the Bible are inspired, we should pay special attention to the words of Jesus Christ. That's another thing. And his words are usually printed and read in most of the Bibles. So make sure that you pay careful attention to his words. You want to pay attention to his words. And they're normally in red. So look for that. Notice all of the quotes from the Old Testament. They demonstrate that the Bible is a continuous, unified whole, even though it was written over a span of 15 centuries by 40 authors. So just notice all of those quotes in the Old Testament. And another thing, practice what you're reading. Practice what you're reading. When Christ tells us how to treat the enemies or how to pray and what to put first in our lives, we should heed to this. So practice it. We've got to start practicing it. And you can find more information in reference to that in the book of Matthew, actually. Chapter 5, verses 43 to 48 talks about that. And chapter 6, verses 9 to 13 and 33, you can actually read in that book in reference to, you know, when Christ tells us how to treat the enemies, how to pray, you know, what to put first in our lives. Then don't just read it for speed. That's another thing. Don't read it for speed. I mean, because finishing the Bible in a year, I remember when I first started, I was like, yeah, I'm going to read it in 12 months. I'm going to read this Bible in 12 months. Well, finishing it in a year is a, you know, a really nice, good goal, but making time to think about what you're reading is more important than how long it takes you to read it. You know, it's not about hurrying up and trying to speed read it. It's about understanding. And don't feel like you have to understand everything the very first time that you go through it, because if you're new to reading the Bible and you're unfamiliar with its history and customs, recognize that everything may not totally be clear. And how do I know? Because that has been me, and some things still are, and I go over them, and I keep going over them. And you can write down your main questions and plan to study them in more detail, you know, a little bit at a later time. So don't feel like you have to read it so quickly and get it all done in a year or 6 months or however. And don't just read the specific verses highlighted in a keyword or the concordance search. Also, just read the surrounding verses for the context, because you want to know, read that, because it's very important in gaining understanding. So make sure you read those surrounding verses for the context. Look up related words for a broader perspective on the subject. For example, if you want to see what the Bible says about communication, try related words like speech, words, tongue, lying, gossiping, encouragement, anything that's in relation to communication. So you can kind of look up other words that have a broader search. So that's really what I wanted to share. I know it was a lot of information. And remember, you can always go back in and listen to this message as well. But I wanted to, I know it, you know, was a little, probably a little deep for some, but I wanted to share that because my concern is that some people that aren't reading the Bible, it's not because they don't want to, it's because they feel frustrated, bogged down, they don't understand it. So make sure you start in that New Testament with those four Gospels and use some of the resources that I told you about and get serious. Get serious about God. He's very serious about you. He loves you. Get serious. Focus on Him. And I'm trying to tell you that things will change for you. Things will get better for you. So make sure that you're getting serious, you're focusing on the Word, and you're doing everything that you need to do, because that is His desire. His desire is for you to learn and grow. And again, His Word is the greatest weapon against the enemy. So I just want to tell you thank you so much. I truly appreciate you. I want, if anyone wants to speak, if they have a testimony for this week, if they want to speak in reference to tonight's message or the last message which Minister Erica delivered, or anything about the prayer line which Minister Keisha does on Monday evenings at 8 p.m., you can press 1 and I will release your line. So if anyone would like to speak, make sure that you press 1 so that I may release your line. And Carla with the last 4 of 9804, you are live on the air.
Hello. Good afternoon. This is Tawana from Texas, and I've been missing you ladies for the last couple of weeks. But how you doing? I've been missing you ladies for the last couple of weeks, but I've been going through some medical issues, and so I've been in a lot of pain, so I've been taking pain medicine. So, of course, I'm asleep around this time, but I made it my business to stay up tonight. I didn't even take my pain pill. Well, you know, the thing about it, what you said about finding what you need in the Bible, it's so, so true. Because these last couple of weeks, I've been wondering, why is this happening to me? And I Googled pain and suffering, and I Googled illness, and it's there. It's there. So all these illnesses and pain and suffering that we're having now, this is not new. This is written in the Bible. And for instance, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4 and 5 says, "Who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort of ourselves received from God. For just as we share abundantly in our sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ." Now that's it. That's exactly what I've been going through. This ain't nothing new, and I'm going to beat this. I've been going through a lot of tests. I'm having a lot of breast issues. I ain't claiming anything. Who knows? But for some reason, if something is wrong with me, I'm going to be okay. Because it's right here. It's right there in black and white. And I've been reading it, and I've been studying, because I've been missing y'all. So I haven't had that to lean on y'all. I've been having to find it myself, and I found it. And it's because of you ladies that I'm starting to realize it's right there. I've always been kind of lost when it comes to the Bible. I couldn't read it. But there's so many resources out there now that helps you. You can Google NIV version. There's so many resources. So it's no excuse for nobody can find what they need. And about reading the Bible from cover to cover, you don't have to read it from cover to cover. Just take your everyday life. Google something that happened to you that day. It'll show you right there. We just live in the past over and over and over. I want to thank you, lady.
Mm-hmm. Well, we thank you so much. And, Tawana, we will be praying for you. And I have seen some of your posts and have been keeping you in prayer. Sometimes I'm silent when a lot of people are posting a lot of things, but we are praying for you. We're praying with you. We love you. And this too shall pass. And you've already had victory over the situation. So I know that the enemy is trying to make you feel like you've lost, and the enemy's trying to make you feel like everything is wrong with you. But guess what? You've already won. You have victory over it, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So anything that he has planned against you, we've already claimed victory over it, and we're going to claim that all of his plans against you have been reversed. So you just keep staying in the word and staying on what you know, because God is with you every step of the way. Continue to use him as guidance. Let him guide you. And, again, you are going to be fine, because we're going to be praying with you, praying for you. We love you. We appreciate you. Your commitment to getting on this line all the time. And I definitely, again, have been praying for you individually. I haven't said much, but I have been reading your posts, and God is with you all the way. So we love you, but he loves you more. Just know that. So thank you for joining us each and every week. And caller with the last four digits of 5125, you are live on the air.
Hi. I just want to say,
hello.
Like all at the right times. This is Helena. I said today,
hi,
so
Helena.
I have been reading the Bible every day. My alarm goes off like it does with all my pain medication. 7:40 p.m. I got to the book of Genesis. I started off with the book of John, because that's what the prayer book that you sent me told me to do. And I got to the book of Genesis, and I just got so confused, and I got so lost, but I didn't give up. I still kept pressing, and I still kept reading. And when I couldn't pronounce the words, I started to get frustrated. And I would just tell myself, you know what, this ain't nothing but the devil, because every time you pick up the Bible and try to read it, something is always going on. You just go ahead and keep on pronouncing them the way that you can pronounce them. So one day I got so frustrated, I said, well, there's an app out here in the world for everything. Let me go to Google Play and see if I can find an app. And it actually is. It cost me 99 cents, but it was well worth it, because it teaches me how to pronounce the words. And that makes me feel more comfortable, do set my time aside every day. I really do see a change in my life. I love you more than work and express. I really do believe now that God does everything for a reason. He put people in your life for a reason. I didn't know if I was going up, if I was going down, if I was going crazy. Things are so much better. One point in time, I was afraid to be happy. People look at me and just think I'm happy, but I wasn't. Now I can honestly be happy. I'm not afraid anymore. I just can already see. It's only been, about 2 months, but I already see a change in my life and a change within myself. And I'm so happy because I always end up getting on Facebook and I always miss this every single week. And I'm so happy. Mm. I actually fell asleep. And when I woke up, I seen your message. And I'm so happy because I was just so lost. I didn't know where to go. And the book of prayers, it just says start off with John, the gospel by John. But it left me from there. So I just started skipping around from book to book reading, but I really couldn't understand everything. So I wrote everything down that you said to do, and I'm happy with that, you know, and I do believe that things for me is turning around. And I thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. No depression medication. What? I'm good. And I just want to thank you for that, every bit of it.
Well, I definitely want to thank you, and I am so happy to hear that, you know, the prayer book has helped you and that you are no longer taking your depression medication, and I know that the Lord is a healer, and you know it says by his stripes you are healed. So I know I've already claimed healing on your behalf. And I know that you are feeling better. You're getting stronger every day. And I know that you've been in the Word because we have been. We haven't personally communicated, but through Facebook we have been communicating, inboxing. And you've reached out to me, you know, and you said, you know, you're such an inspiration. And I know I haven't seen you in a very, very long time, but I definitely, I love you. I appreciate you. We appreciate you joining the line. And we are praying with you again, as we told Tawana. We're praying with you. We're praying for you. And you just stand strong, stand like a tree that's planted by the water. You shall not be moved, and don't be afraid. You have no reason to be fearful anymore because we already know that he hasn't given you the spirit of fear. So you continue to do the best you can, and I'm so happy to hear all the good news as far as your health is concerned. It sounds like you're getting better. You're getting stronger every day, and I'm excited for you, and I know that good things are going to come at the end of this. So we thank you as well. We appreciate you for supporting us this week and hope that you will join us again. Thank you so much. Caller with the last four digits of 8621, you are live on the air.
Good evening, darling. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good, darling. This is Mother Gordon. I was listening to you, and I thank God for you all the time. I mean, you always bring out some very vital information, you know, concerning the Lord Jesus Christ and what he wants us to do and how he wants us to apply it. So tonight was very, very helpful because, like the young ladies both said, you know, when you know where to go and look and find what you need, then you don't feel lost or, you know, oh, Lord, I'm so confused. But he won't let you be confused because he don't want you to be confused because there's no confusion in the Lord. It's we get scared when we don't understand and we think, oh, Lord, I don't understand this. I can't, there's no need for me to read it. But that's where he wants you to seek for help. And so these two young ladies sought out the help that they needed. And then they used the information that they got, which was very, very vital. And so we just thank God for it. And it's such a blessing because, Sister Andrea, you are so strong in the Lord. And I notice when you come out so plain, so clear. And, I mean, you always got some helpful information for all of us. And it's just a beautiful thing. And I thank God for you being steadfast in the Lord and always abounding in his work. And I thank God you're telling those that are just coming in to, you know, how they can get, you know, not feel like, oh, I'm lost. You know, you're showing, you are enlightening them to the word of God and how they can use different methods to understand what the Lord is saying. So it is so beautiful, and I thank God for you really doing. I pray you strengthen the Lord, and you keep on doing what you're doing, because I know the Lord is pleased, because, see, you got two witnesses tonight to let you know your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And I'm thanking God for the sister there that just spoke to you. I thank God for how she said, you know, all of us been like that at one point. I mean, I'm almost 67 years old in a few more months, and I'm telling you, when I first started out, the Bible is, you don't understand it, so you got to get with, stay under those that have understanding, because they have had length of time in it and they put a lot of study in it. And so you two ladies are doing exactly what you're supposed to do. And the first young lady, I want to encourage her heart. Darling, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of that illness. I'm going to give you a little short testimony real quick. I had cancer in both of my breasts and didn't know it. And it was in there for several years, and but I was taking care of my husband, who was a veteran, and I was determined that I was going to keep him home with me, because I didn't want, the VA wanted to put him in the VA nursing home, but I know if he got put in a nursing home, his time would be shortened, because they're not going to give him that, you know, personal attention like I would have given him, because they got a lot of guys. So I told him no. So they said, well, if you don't let us put him in the nursing home, then we're only going to give you 4 hours a day. I said, send me the 4 hours a day. And I took the morning 4 hours from 8:30 to 12:30, because then I knew the young man that came would help get him bathed, you know, get him dressed. And then, you know, when he got his breakfast and stuff, you know, that would start my day a whole lot, because then that would cut, you know, that part of my day. Me had to do it all. So I thank God, and I'm going to tell you something, sister. I pulled on my husband at night and evening, helping him, you know, get into bed and wiping him down and stuff so he can go to bed clean and everything. And I'm telling you, I didn't even know I had cancer, but the Lord blessed me in the way I treated him. And he blessed me. So whatever your illness is, first of all, please, go to the doctor and let them tell you what's going on, and then let them tell you what they feel like with their knowledge, you know, what should be done about it. Then you pray and put yourself in the hands of the Lord. Because when I found out after my husband died and I went to the doctor, and he said, Miss Gordon, you have no more excuses now. You're going to have to go take these tests. I said, Dr. Uber, what tests are you talking about? I said, Lord have mercy. He said, you go take the test. And then he sent me to get a biopsy, but I didn't know it until he sent me that he wanted me to get a biopsy on my breasts. And thank God, I went on and got the biopsy. Well, when I found out I had cancer in my breast, I didn't know how severe it was, but all I knew, it was going more in the left than it was in the right. And so I said, well, Lord, I thank you. Because it's still in your hands, and you're going to work it out. Now, don't think I wasn't afraid. Now, I was afraid. But Erica came down here with me when I called them and told them what was going on. Erica came down with me. That's my daughter, Sister Andre Noah, because they're all very close to each other. And she spent the time with me to go to the doctor and see what was said. So when we found out after we went to the doctor to get, you know, the biopsy and all that stuff done, she said that, you know, that I had it. She just explained everything to us. And so my daughter said, Ma, I don't like the hospital here because they're not as knowledgeable as the city hospital. They don't, they only limit to certain, you know, to some medical issues. So she said, I'm not going to trust you down here. You got to go up there with us. At first I was going to say no. And then I said, well, Lord, I said, she's right. I don't have nobody else down here. So I'm going to go. And I thank the Lord I went, and I'm going to tell you something. When you do good, the Lord will always bless you for it. When I got up there, And they, when Erica searched out a good doctor, Dr. Leonard, I think her name is. But anyway, she searched out a good doctor for me, and then she told me, she recommended that I go to this doctor because she was younger. She had a lot of knowledge background of breast cancer. And anyway, I went on and did everything like she said, and you know, with the person she told me to go with, the doctor she recommended. And let me tell you something, when I had the operation, God, let me show you how good God is. Do you not know that even though the cancer was growing in my body, in my breast, but the Lord did not let it get to my lymph nodes. The left breast was like the size of two quarters sitting together. And the right breast was like the size of two grapes sitting together. So the Lord just blessed me. And when the doctor went in there, she saw it didn't spread. It was just growing up, but it wasn't spreading out. And she just took everything out, all the tissues and everything out. And I didn't have to have no radiation, no chemotherapy, no nothing. And I said, God, I see this was only you. Because as much pulling and lifting and straining to help my husband, you know, because he was such a good man. And I wouldn't dare would have mistreated him in any way, even though I was, you know, not feeling good. But I still want him to have the best of care. But the Lord blessed me and took care of me with cancer growing in my body, and I didn't know. So, baby, don't be afraid. If you, whatever your illness is, don't be afraid to go. Just say, Lord, I'm putting this in your hands, and I'm going to trust you. And believe me, he's going to see you through it, because he said he never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed even begging bread. He's going to take care of you. Amen. All of us got an appointed time to go home to be with the Lord. We don't know where it is, and we don't want to rush the time. But the Lord is going to take care of us until he's ready to call us in. So, but you just got to go and do whatever you got to do to find out what the sickness is. Don't sit there and just say, I'm too afraid to go, and I might do. No. God has given these doctors knowledge for a reason. Now, don't make yourself worse because you're too afraid to go. Just go and find out what it is, and whatever. Listen to the advice, and then, you know, go and pray about it, and then talk to your family members and say, well, you know, get advice from other family members, you know, and let the Lord, just the Lord, which way will you have him go? He will always direct your path. But if you just leave it alone and just don't pay no mind, you're going to hurt yourself, because that's not going
to be. Amen. Mother Gordon, we have to move. We have two more minutes left. I'm sorry to cut you off, but we have one more caller. We got to get in. And the line will disconnect in two more minutes. We appreciate you. We love you. And again, I apologize, but the line cuts off in less than 2 minutes. So we thank you so much, and we're praying for you. Thank you so much. We're praying for you, and we love you.
I know you do, dog.
Caller with the last four digits are 4529. You're live on the air.
In an effort for time, Minister Andrea, this is Keisha. I just want to say thank you for the lesson. And I'll just say that. I won't say what else I was going to say, because the line is getting
Keisha.
Short. But I just want to say I just want to say thank you for the lesson. Just, you know, encourage the women to keep meditating on the word of the Lord. The Bible teaches us that we should meditate on the word of the Lord, that we should hide the word of the Lord inside our hearts. And just, I just want to put a little thing out there. Just be very careful sometimes, because Sister Helena said she was Googling. Just be very careful that the information that you're gathering is in line with the word of the Lord, because a lot of things say that they're in line with the Bible, but if it's not, and it may lead you astray. So just I just want to encourage you to continue reading the word and studying the word. And thank you, Minister Andrea. This is a necessary and needed lesson.
Thank you, Minister Keisha. And just before we go, I'm asking everybody if you could please join us again at the same time, same place next Thursday. Also join Minister Keisha on Mondays. The number for Monday conference call, 712-432-3100. The code is 283302. Mondays at 8 p.m. Thank you, ladies, and good night.